Mabel Louise Stewart, is 70 degrees out. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Beautiful. Wow. I love it. Just beautiful. Don't you love this time of the year? The Lord is so good, isn't he? And we had a nice rain. I think they said half an inch. That was good. And already my jonquils are in bloom. Oh, they're so pretty. The Lord is so good to give us all of these benefits. That's what Psalm 103 calls them. Benefits, enjoyment. So many good things. And the birds are back and singing. And oh, it's great. And by the way, my snow piles are gone. That's right. And it was huge. And that's good, isn't it? I guess you can say spring has sprung. It's here. Well, here's my verse for the day, and it's kind of a prerequisite verse of my message, and I hope that you'll apply it and think about it as I talk today on the message. It's found in Philippians chapter 4, and I primarily want you to take a note of verse 8 and 9. Paul is writing to the Philippian church, getting them solidly founded in the Lord. In other words, learning the scriptures and getting along with each other. And he even talks about this in this particular chapter. And he talks about rejoicing in the Lord always. Now, do you think that means just when things are going well and when everything is just in order? No. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And he repeats it and says, and again, I say, rejoice. And he goes on and says, be careful for nothing but in everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And here's the verse I want you to think about. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So I'm in the midst of the subject of peace. I've entitled it, In Search of Peace. And my goodness, I know you're saying to me in your mind, how can we have peace today with all that's going on in our world? So much turmoil, so much fighting, gossiping, complaining, you name it, but guess what? It's been going on for years, hasn't it? You know why? Because men's hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yes, that's what the Bible says. And the world is full of evil because we are born in sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. And John 14:27 says, Jesus is promising us peace. And he says, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. There we go. We don't have to be troubled about all that's going on in our world. If it's something in your life, then you need to bring it in prayer to the Lord. And it says, neither let it be afraid. Trust the Lord. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And you know what? Have you ever known someone, or maybe I'm talking to someone who has this problem? You walk around or you wring your hands because you have a civil war going on inside of yourself. You're struggling all the time. You don't like yourself. You feel inadequate. You feel insecure. Well, the Bible teaches that we should love the Lord with all of our heart all of our soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. So perhaps you're always battling within yourself, and you find it hard to accept yourself the way you are. And maybe when somebody compliments you, you pull aside, and it actually causes you pain, for you feel you don't deserve it. And you ask yourself, why do they say things like that to me? And you always struggle and blame somebody else for the way you feel about yourself. So here are some essentials. I've got 10 of them, and I'll never be able to finish them on today's broadcast. So I'll probably finish them on my next one. So I hope that someone out there who needs this will listen and will allow yourself to lean completely on the Lord. And if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I beg you to turn your heart and your life over to Him. You just can't handle it alone. And I don't know why people resist trusting Christ. He's God. He has everything in control. Yes, there's problems, but that's the evilness that surrounds us. And in the midst of that, we have a stable Lord that we can go to. And as I just read, pray. And Paul goes on and says here, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good and are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, not on yourself or all that's going on in our world. Those things which you have both learned and received, in other words, if you know Jesus, you've received all these things. And you've heard about them, you've read about them in the scriptures. And Paul even goes on and says, and seen in me. In other words, you know me. I've talked to you. I've taught you. Do those things. And if you do, the God of peace shall be with you. Oh, my. If you haven't read Philippians chapter 4 lately, get it out and just let it permeate your heart. Think about it. Pray about it. So let me start with the number one. Yes, you must receive Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to receive that precious, sweet peace that only you can have in Jesus. And you know what? We're not puppets on a string where God forces us to do these, to do what I'm talking about. We're not forced to accept Christ as our Savior. He loves you. He wants you. But He'll not make you accept Him and accept what He has done on the cross to cover our sins. And, you know, we just have to realize that we need Him and we want Him because we want that peace which we're searching for. And then number two, you must believe and accept the fact that God is sovereign. That's right. Do you think that the God who spoke and put the moon and the stars and the heavens and the world together, don't you think He can handle our small problems in comparison? Of course He can. And He wants to take control of your life and lead you down the path of righteousness. That's right, the good path, if we just let Him. And we must claim that God is going to meet our every need that we have in life. And many times he's promised in the scriptures to meet our every need. He says, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory." Didn't say all of our wants, does he? And many times we don't know what is best for us. And so we can claim peace even though we lose our job or we have our house burned down or we need not worry about anything, and we will still have peace if we doubt God and do not claim his promises. Then that's, we don't have that peace. And after all, he promises us to care for us as the lilies in the field, the sparrows. My goodness, he cares for them. And he promised us the same. And then we must maintain a clear conscience in order to have peace. It must be a clean confession to God. And he promised in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, God gave us a conscience as a warning signal for our lives. And according to the volume of your conscience is determined by your guilt and the way you are living in sin. Carrying a load of sin will definitely take away your peace. And you know what? A lost sinner can sear it and put it down, but the void and the emptiness is still there. No peace. The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. Go after it. Look for it. You see, God loves you so much, and he lets you get by with sin, hoping that you'll accept him as your Savior and allow him to help you to get over the sin that is in your life and turn it over to him and forget it and leave it at the foot of the cross. And this is a decision each one of us have to make if we want to live in peace. And then we have to accept ourselves the way God made us. There are some things in life under which we have no control. Perhaps you're thinking, oh my goodness, my hips are too big, my nose is too long, and complain about the way your body is put together. But God made each of us the way he wanted us to be. And we need to be happy and accept it. He made you. He planted you right where you live. He gave you skills. He gave you gifts. He gave you a personality. And, oh my goodness, he's given you so many blessings in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 139, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So I believe that when God made you, he also had a plan in mind for you to love him and serve him. In other words, he has a definite assignment for you. And if you will listen to the Holy Spirit's leading, you will know it. And if you don't like your looks, you can always improve on them. Get some help. It's so true that if you don't like yourself, you'll never have real peace. So be your best, and whatever you do, give it your all. Because you see, you, yes, you, are so special to the Lord. And you are handmade and the only one like you. Just think, your fingerprint and the DNA prove it. And another interesting thought is when you don't like yourself, others won't like you either because of your attitude and the way you act around them. Your actions will follow your thinking. God wants each of us to conform to His image. We just have to let Him. Perhaps something's happening in your life that made you feel so worthless. And deal with this. Consider the source and get over it. Forget the past and pursue the future. Well, I've got to continue on my next broadcast. So tune in, won't you? And in the meantime, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, why not accept Him today? God bless you and goodbye.